This is Hearts Nightly News.
Well, Hearts' Conor Gillis joins me now, live from Glasgow. And Conor, what is this report saying?
Emma, it's all centred around Harry Clark's lies. It says he deliberately failed to tell the DVLA about his years of blackouts. He lied repeatedly to try and keep his licence, and he lied again to get jobs. Mr Clark was, of course, the man slumped over the wheel of that green truck, which came crashing up onto the pavement. It ploughed through absolutely everything in its path, and it killed six people in the city centre here in Glasgow. One of those giving evidence during this inquiry was, of course, Mr Clark himself, and he infuriated the families when he kept saying no comment over and over again.
OK, Conor, so what recommendations have been made in this report then?
Emma, this is a huge report, 180 pages for the families to wade through tonight. But it did make eight reasonable precautions that could have prevented the crash, and every single one of them relates to Mr Clark's hidden medical past and his lies that I mentioned. Another 19 recommendations were made. Probably one of the most significant of those is that the UK Transport Secretary should look at whether doctors should be given greater freedom to report fitness to drive concerns directly to the DVLA. Essentially, that means if a doctor has concerns that someone's not up to the job of getting behind the wheel, then they go directly to the DVLA with those concerns. I've been getting some reaction to this report from Colin Edgar at Glasgow City Council.
We still have a system which is based to an extent on trust, and some of the other recommendations aimed at the DVLA or at the Secretary of State are around about increasing the penalty for telling lies, making it harder to tell lies.
Does Glasgow City Council wish in hindsight that it had a tougher recruitment process and we wouldn't be here today?
I think we wish very much that Harry Clark had not told the lies he told, which would have precluded him from having a licence and being employed by the council.
And the sheriff also says officials should consider increasing the penalties, and also the DVLA should change its policy so that people like Harry Clark can be investigated straight away.
Right, Conor, so do we know what the family's reaction to all of this is? What are they saying tonight?
Well, I've been chatting to Jacqueline Morton's family lawyer, David Wilson.
I think it's important to remember that Harry Clark isn't evil. He just did stupid things. And the danger is there are other Harry Clarks out there. There was one cardiologist that I've spoken to told me that 75% of the patients that he advises not to drive carry on driving.
Now, as you were just seeing at the start of tonight's programme, Emma, the lawyers for Lorraine and Jack Sweeney and their teenage granddaughter Erin say they have started legal action against Mr Clark tonight. And just finally, you'll remember the Crown Office came out just weeks after the tragedy and said it wouldn't be prosecuting Mr Clark. Tonight, officials at the Crown say this report doesn't say they should have taken action against the driver. From here in Glasgow, it's back to you, Emma.
Thanks, Conor.
This is Hearts Nightly News.